Do you remember what it feels like to not be famous?
No.
What's going on, guys? I'm Speedy, and the name of this show is 360 with Speedy, and boy, do we have a special one in the building today. An icon, a legend, a Grammy winner, an Academy Award winner, a Hollywood blockbuster sensation, one of the biggest movie stars to ever walk this earth. Will Smith is in the building.
Wow, I thought Denzel was here. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Not damn here. I mean, bar for bar, it's close. The accolades are there. Will, how are you, man?
Man, I am spectabulous.
Okay, yeah. That's a new one. I've never heard that one before. Spectabulous. Man, we're in Miami, a place that's, I guess, a second home to you.
Yeah, that's where it all began. You know, it was with Marty Marr back here in the early 90s, but before Miami was hot. You know, we got it before everybody knew about it.
Let's take it back to the beginning for a bit. Before Dana Goodman discovered the Fresh Prince, you were just Will.
Yeah. Will Big Willie.
Yeah, Big Willie Woodcrest.
Oh man, you went deep. You went deep. Okay.
As the story goes, you start to have a little bit of musical success while you're still in high school.
Yeah.
Overbrook High School, your last 30 days there
yes.
You had a song that was on the radio.
Yeah, that's too much power for one man to have. To be.
What was that like?
You know, it was like the first time that I experienced a sense of power, right? And it was like something about going from just, you know, being Lil Will to having a record on the radio was like, ooh, you know? And back then, a song on the radio was gigantic.
Yeah.
It was that first experience of what it meant to have energy in the world that was power to move things.
You wound up becoming a trailblazer in yet another department because you won a Grammy.
Yes.
Was it the first hip-hop artist to ever win a Grammy?
Yeah, it was the first year that the Grammys recognized rap.
Yeah.
So they had a rap category we actually boycotted because they weren't televising it. Mm-hmm. But Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince ended up winning the first Grammy ever given to a rap artist.
Jay-Z just got honored for some sort of Grammy equivalent to like a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
While he was on stage, he said, you know, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince won the first ever rap Grammy and they boycotted. Mm-hmm. Did you know he was going to say that?
Nah.
Did you catch it after the fact?
Yeah, I caught it after the fact. Yeah.
What did you think when you saw that?
You know, I don't draw those kind of lines in my mind from the idea of, oh, wow, rappers are on the stage at the Grammys today, and that's potentially connected to a sacrifice that we made. Like, I don't draw those kind of lines. So it was interesting hearing Jay say that, because they kind of was like, oh, yeah, you know, maybe we did push the Grammys to, like, start to recognize rap music.
Yeah. So, did you get a chance to speak to him after?
No, I haven't spoken to him yet.
Okay. Yeah. It was special even for us as a hip-hop fan. You know, this many years, 50 years exactly.
That's crazy.
To see that there's still battles being fought.
You know, I'm 55, and I just don't think of myself like that. I feel late 30s at the like top. Like, ain't no way I'm more than 38. You know, I hurt my neck trying to wash my hair about 8 months ago.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, yeah. Literally,
it's happening, man.
Like full on sports injuries from doing nothing.
You seemed a bit more. I imagine you were more nimble when you copped that first blue Suzuki Katana 600.
Yeah, I crashed that thing a couple times.
What happened?
You did it. You did a lot of homework. I was like, okay, you know all that. You know that's what you do.
I got to do my research.
You're like, ah, you know. Yeah. No, that was. I had a motorcycle phase. I fell one good time. And I was like, nope. I think I'm gonna leave those alone. I'm not the motorcycle dude.
I mean, you've told this story. It seems 1,000 times, but having you in front of me, there's no way I cannot ask you to at least recollect a part of it. Mm-hmm. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is such a pivotal moment, not only in my life and my childhood, but quite literally in probably global culture at large. But the audition came on a whim.
Yeah.
Why? Is it important to always be ready when opportunity presents itself?
To me, success is, you know, a big part preparation, right? So you certainly have to be prepared. But there's an X factor. You're waiting for lightning to strike, right? You're waiting for the universe to decide that the door is going to open for a brief moment. And it's like it turns from a solid wall to a door in an instant, and then it closes back, right? So the idea of you have no idea when lightning is going to strike in your life. Even in this room, I don't know everybody in this room, right? But I stay wildly attuned to the potential magic, right? And it's like always paying attention because, like, the universe is trying to give you what you want. Mm-hmm. The universe is fighting so hard to give you what you want, you know, and you're just missing it.
Your lightning specifically, that lightning strike moment for you happened at a party.
Yeah, at Quincy Jones's house.
Yeah, can you set the scene for us a bit?
So there's a guy named Benny Medina. Benny Medina is actually the real live Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Benny had gone from
Watts
to Beverly Hills. He pitched me the show. I was like, yeah, okay, that's cool. And he invited me to Quincy's house. It was Quincy's birthday after the Soul Train Music Awards. I was in town. I was just going to meet Quincy. So we go and he said, hey, you know, did Benny tell you about the show? So yeah, you know, Benny told me it's really cool. You interested? Quincy, he had been drinking a little bit that night. And he was like, all right, we're gonna do an audition. I was like, what? There were, you know, a bunch of people in the room, and Quincy wanted me to do an audition in the middle of his living room at a party. And I was like, yo, Q, I can't do an audition. I haven't studied anything. And you know, he took me in the other room and he was like, okay, tell me what you need. And I was like, Q, I need a couple weeks. I'm not even really an actor. If I can get a script, then I can get something to work on. He said, oh, so you need 2 weeks. I said, yeah. And he said, well, what's going to happen in 2 weeks is Brandon Tartikoff, who's the head of NBC, something's going to come up in his kid's game, and he's not going to be able to do it, so he's going to postpone. And he's going to need 2 weeks, so then we'll do it in 30 days. And I was like, oh, yeah, 30 days would be good. That'd be more than that. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. And he's like, but then his right hand, Warren Littlefield, something's going to come up, and he's not going to be able to be there, and they're going to have to postpone again. And he said, but right now, everybody that needs to say yes to this show is sitting in my living room waiting for you to audition. And I was like, fuck it, give me 10 minutes. It was such a valuable lesson. It's like, there's very few things more powerful than fuck it. Fuck it.
Just leaping.
Just go.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you have the dream, the opportunity's there. Just go. you know, and I was in his library, and it was like a Oprah Winfrey Color Purple poster and a Michael Jackson 48 million sold, you know, and Michael was looking at me, he was like,
what you gonna do, Will? You know. if you close your eyes, are you able to see yourself in that 10 minute span?
It's like,
do you even recall it vividly?
It's crazy. It's like a blank spot. It's a total blank spot in my memory. Like, I have no recollection of what I said and what I did. It was just a standing ovation. Everybody stood up and clapped, and Quincy pointed to the head of NBC. He said, did you like it? And he said, yeah, Quincy. I like, he said, don't bullshit me. I'm asking you, did you like it? You know what I mean. And Quincy had everybody's lawyers come to the house that night. He said, I need a deal memo tonight. He understands magic, you know? And that's the thing about Quincy. It's like, he knows that you can only work to a certain degree. You can only prepare to a certain degree. You can be a master piano player. You can be a master, you know, basketball player. But for the magic to happen and you become LeBron, mm-hmm. you become Kobe, like, that's another thing. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady's a really good example of somebody who knows how to stay steady and wait for magic. Mm. You know, he knows in the third quarter, magic shows up all the time. It doesn't matter what happened in the first two quarters. Right. He's waiting for the magical wave, and then he's going to be prepared. And when it comes, because he knows about it and other people don't. You know.
Beautiful. Beautiful. When's the last time you sat down and watched one full episode of The Fresh Prince? Oh,
one full episode. Well, I think I saw the whole pilot. Me and Jeff watched the whole pilot about 2 years ago. And it was like, I generally will catch pieces mm-hmm. and scenes and stuff like that. But we watched the whole pilot episode of Fresh Prince a couple years ago.
Damn, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And before that, I imagine, probably
even
longer.
Yeah, I hadn't. I watch a movie. I'll watch a whole movie of mine, but more from the study standpoint than from entertainment.
Sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people have... artists specifically have interesting relationships with some of their biggest records.
I know, yeah.
A lot of times, artists don't really fuck with their, like,
yeah.
Soulja Boy,
yeah.
Crank Dad is like one of his yeah. biggest songs. Maybe he doesn't like it,
yeah.
or, you know, Kanye West, maybe he doesn't like his because he's Willow sick of hearing
will,
it.
Willow will never sing With My Hair.
Never. Yeah, see, that's an example. It's probably the record everybody,
yes,
oh, Willow, With My
yes,
Hair.
Yes, please.
What is your relationship like with the theme song of Fresh Prince?
I had that brief moment. I had that brief moment, and it's just the biggest record I've ever had. There's, like, everywhere in the world, and... You know, I haven't been on stage at any point in the last 20 years where I didn't hold the microphone out and everybody knew every word of the theme song. And every country, and this, people don't even speak English, know
those
the
words.
Phonetic.
But do you like the song? You know, that pause tells
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no. I was like, yeah. Like it? No, like I like what it means to my life, right? I wouldn't say I like it, right? But I like what it means.
Fair.
I like how people like it.
Okay.
That's
the most diplomatic
yes.
shit I ever heard, but yeah. I feel you that 99.9% of artists don't have a bomb in their pocket that at the drop of a hat in any room,
yeah.
on the earth, they can
yeah.
just go, okay, watch this,
yeah.
boom, and then it explodes. So yeah. I imagine that has got to be a feeling.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, it's like everybody in here, if I said, this is a story all about
everybody
how my
would,
life Right? So it's like, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
TV fame is one thing. Mm-hmm. And I imagine movie fame is something different.
Yeah, for sure.
What are some of the differences that maybe someone like me, the layman, wouldn't understand in terms of the differences between a television star and a movie star?
Well, the big difference between a television star and a movie star in terms of fans is TV has changed now. It's a different thing. But back then, it was destination television. And you had to be there at Monday night at 8, mm-hmm. or you might not see it for 6 months. Mm-hmm. You know, so a different thing got created with that. And what would happen with television is people watched it like in their house in their underwear, right? So they know you. You're their friend. Whereas when people would see a movie star, you know, it was a whole different thing. On the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, when I would see people, hey, Will. And then as soon as Independence Day came out, it was the first time somebody called me Mr. Smith. Right? So it was a really, you know, movie stardom, that big screen and people watch and you're bigger than life. Whereas television, you get downsized.
32 inches.
Yeah, I know.
From 32 feet to 32
yes,
inches.
Yes, exactly.
Did you, as you were first getting those first tastes of movie fame, mm-hmm. did you like it?
I love being famous. Like, it makes me feel safe, right? It's like somebody knows who I am anywhere I go on earth. Like any street I walk on, somebody knows who I am. Mm-hmm. And I believe in the basic goodness of humanity. So I always feel safe. Like I feel like somebody will help me.
Do you remember what it feels like to not be famous?
No. It was like from the time I was, you know, my first record was, you know, at 16, I started recording. And, you know, by the time I was 18 years old, you know, I was nationally famous, you know. So it's like for over three decades, you know, especially like once Independence Day came out. Mm-hmm. So like Independence Day and then Men in Black, that was like everybody. That was like the whole earth. Everywhere, mm-hmm. you know, and specifically those two back to back is what made me recognizable. And then also, you know, when you're black and you're 6'2", it's like you go somewhere in the world, you're a rapper or a basketball player, mm-hmm. you know.
It's so, one of the two options, that's it.
So people look, you know, people, you're walking in the streets of Belgium. You know, that's somebody.
Right.
And then, you know, it'll get around to people knowing.
Box office success seems like it was the thing that always you gravitated towards.
Yeah, for sure.
If you can, try to help us understand what exactly it feels like to have a box office win. Mm-hmm. Specifically one that is the highest grossing film ever, or the highest grossing film of the year, to finally get a report back of some sort that says, yo, we made $500 million or something. What's that feel like?
It is delicious poisoned honey. It's insatiable. It feels so good, except it's that Monday you need to do it again. It is so addictive. You know, and, you know, I literally had to, like, detox myself from looking at Box Office Mojo every day, waiting for them to reset the numbers, you know. And, wow, you know, Bad Boys 3 had a 20% drop in Spain. What happened in Spain between Bad Boys 2 and Bad Boys 3? And what happened in Saudi? Why did Saudi go up? How is Saudi equal to Germany? Right? Like, all of that, like, it's madness, you know? So I had to get out of there. But it's Like I said, the poisoned honey, it's delicious going down. Mm.
This interview was actually supposed to happen a couple months ago, but Jada had gone on a book tour.
Yeah, right.
Things had gone a bit sour. Mm-hmm. And love is a very personal thing. Yeah. So what's it like for you having to navigate personal matters in the public eye when you don't intend for them to be that way?
I actually did intend for them to be that way. I want my life to be helpful. And the only misjudgment I felt of that is that the world wouldn't be gentle. I want my life to be examined. And if I can learn something that will help you, if I can say something in this interview that when you leave, you're like, damn, that was great. Will got bitten, you know, down that road. Now, you know, Speedy don't have to go down that one, yeah. Right? So, you know, there certainly can be more artistry in the delivery of the gift, but I want to be able to talk about the things I've done right and the things I've done wrong and to be able to deliver them for people to look at, you know, and to me, an unexamined life is almost worthless, you know. So, you know, I'm gonna do it more artfully this year.
2024 is.
I'm certainly going to be a little more delicate with it. But to me, the process of evolving and elevating and learning how to love and learning how to share and learning how to interact, like that's what we're all doing, you know. And, you know, even though a lot of my stuff may be public, it's like, ain't nobody doing better than me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, just people just don't know your stuff.
Right. 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 You just have a magnifying glass.
Yeah, you know. So to me, I'm built for it. I'm built for it. Like, my goal is for my life and my experience to be firewood on the everybody's dreams. Like, you know, use it to learn and grow and evolve. And I'm not taking it with me anyway, so.
Right. There are things that people wouldn't expect you as a movie star to have to do. Mm-hmm. But recently you went to the DMV.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I just haven't had a movie out in a while. So they were like, nah, you know, we not gonna cut you no slack. Well, come on down here.
Is your experience at the DMV as unpleasant as us?
They actually were really great. It was really, really smart.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Smooth, really, really easy, you know, because you have to take the picture and you need to take it in person and you got to do the fingerprint. I don't know if they do that in every state, but in California, you got to do the fingerprint. So.
But it was overall a
Yeah, it was overall smooth and easy. Got my DMV in there, in and out in 12 minutes. It was fantastic.
That is certainly a perk, I'm sure. A quick Google search says mm-hmm. that your net worth is $350 million. Mm-hmm. Is that accurate?
I don't even know, man. I don't discuss such things.
Do you as someone who's had money, mm-hmm. lost money, then had it again bigger than you ever imagined, what this lifestyle, does it feel on par to you now, or are you still learning? Are you good with money now? Are you working on getting better? What's your relationship like with money?
No, this is the downsize phase of my life. You know, I was, you know, the first half of my life was gather, 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 mm-hmm. and the second half of my life is going to be, you know,
give.
I never understood, like, when you know, you see people who will be rich and famous, and you know, they always have that moment somewhere around 50 where something changes, and you know, you look at Jim Carrey was like a really drastic, one of the most drastic, you know, public transformations in that way. But what happens is you just realize none of it can make you happy. And, you know, once you've bought everything you want, and there's literally nothing on earth else that you want to buy, you know, I just wish that was a gift that everybody could have, because there's nothing that material can do to satisfy you, right? It's like drinking salt water, right? Like you'll never get enough. You're just going to make yourself more and more thirsty.
Right.
So it's like that, you know, I'm in that phase of my life that can actually be scary. When you realize that no relationship, that no money, that no kids, that there's literally nothing that can make you happy. That happy is an internal, full frontal contact with your dark night of the soul, and you reconcile that you gotta make happy in here. You gotta make happy in here with none of that stuff.
Damn.
You gotta take happy to the people you love. You can't try to get it from them. You know, yeah, and it's like you gotta take happy to work. You're not gonna get happy from work, right? And it's like that is, you know, it's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah. There are a few people on earth that I feel even comfortable asking this question, because I don't know that they would have the answer, and you certainly will not, but you'll probably have something closer than I do. So as someone who has studied like a bunch of the religions, as someone who has done a ton of spiritual work, what does Will Smith believe is the meaning of life?
Well, that's a big one. So even the concept of the meaning of life is your mind trying to fathom the unfathomable. Just sit here for 30 seconds.
Right now?
Look at me. Now look at you while you're looking at me.
Oh, damn. You just did it. Whew. I'm trying to. It's not easy, though.
You're right. That's where you will find the meaning of life. That's where you'll find it. So whatever that was, when you can make peace with that, that's the meaning of life.
Damn. I'm hearing commotion that I think we have a special guest pulling up. Is that what's happening right now?
There's definitely some sauce in the house.
Oh, man. Yeah, sauce I felt
in the house. Original bad boy.
I felt the sauce. Really?
The original bad boy.
Monty
Marr. Monty Marr in the building.
Oh, wow. Man.
Monty Marr.
What a treat we have here. this is incredible. Yeah. This link, though, is... Martin, your sister is responsible for this link up, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. When Columbia first came to me, you know, with the script, my sister told me I should do it with Will Smith.
Martin wanted to do it with Eddie.
Yeah, at first.
You know, he didn't even count the play. He was like, you're right.
But I knew we couldn't get Eddie. You know, couldn't afford Eddie, you know. But Will was my sister was the one that said, I think you should do it with Will Smith, and it was the best choice in the world.
Yeah, you feel like you made the right decision.
Most definitely, because he's brilliant. Mm-hmm. I mean, his mind and the way he orchestrates and runs the set and everything is just as brilliant.
Yeah. Will, what's it feel like now being in this seat next to your brother? Four films in the can now. Four.
No, you know what happens? It's like... You know, it's funny. So we had like a wrap party for the film, and all of the old movies were up on the screen. So I'm standing up just looking at the old movies, and I realized when, you know, we were making Bad Boys 1, when we were making Bad Boys 2, like I had in my mind, I wanted to be the biggest movie star in the world, I wanted to do all of this. And I realized while you're planning your life, and you think you're going somewhere, your life's actually happening. Mm. Your life's happening now. It's not happening when you think it's gonna happen. And sitting and looking at those movies, I was like, yo, it was me and Martin, we was in Miami. It was
young.
Like young and young. Look, crazy.
Young and free, wild and free.
And it was like our lives were, it was perfect, yet my younger self couldn't see I was already where I wanted to be, you know?
So poetic.
And it was fun. And on this movie, you know, Martin was just really focused on paying attention to the fact that we are in a good life.
Mm. Yeah.
And it was like literally-
We're in a good place.
We're in a good place, you know?
Yeah.
And like the first day on set, you know, and I'm like, blah, blah, blah. He said, hey. And he said, I just want you to know I love you, brother.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And I love him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah, yeah, love, love. He's like, no.
No. Get in here with it. You need to know this is real. This is, we ain't doing four for nothing.
Yeah.
This is real. Yeah.
Real quick, though, Bad Boys for Life. Mm-hmm. Incredible cameo. We're in Miami now. DJ Khaled popped in for
the first
time. Yeah, yeah.
I heard a little rumor that he was, you know, he had a quick scene. His scene was maybe about 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Is it true that Khaled was coming to set every day or like way before he was actually supposed to be there to shoot his scene?
Khaled was doing full method acting. Like in character. Walking to set and all of that. And I was like,
he'd be yelling out his lines.
He took it real serious. He took it real serious.
He did.
Yeah, nah, but he's fun to have on set.
Yeah, shout out to Kelly. That's my brother. Yeah. Man. Lastly, here, I mean, you guys have been brothers for so many years. Mm-hmm. And you know the saying, people need to give each other their flowers while they're still here. I'm sure that's something that you've done in private, but. Will, what does a guy like Martin mean to you?
You know, Martin is all heart. And it's like, it ain't no pretend. And he's one of the most vulnerable, wide open, honest people that I've, you know, ever worked with in that way. And the way his heart is wide open in that way, it just, I love to like protect him.
Yeah.
See, you gonna make me cry.
Go ahead, let him flow. Let him flow. Martin, what does Will mean to you?
He's just my brother. Mm-hmm. You know, he's my brother for life. Yep. You know, I love him to pieces, you know, and You know, I just love his heart. I love the way he treats people. I love his respect. And he's just a man.
Yeah.
He's a man.
The man indeed.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.